Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Do you know what the thing about this time of year is? Is that all the schools seem to go get their diaries and calendars all lined up, and for the over the next like 2 weeks, it's all school concerts. So good luck to all the kids in the Western Cape that are involved in concerts. I'm just trying to think. I was in a couple of concerts, but I never got any starring roles. So there was always like, it was always like the main group of like prefects and head people that all played the main role. They were like Joseph and Mary and Joseph again. And even in the Technicote, there was a Joseph, and he was also played by like the head prefect.
Rocky, I was a moon man in grade three.
Moon man.
We came from the moon to come and explore what Earth is. And then I handed out roses like blessed bridges to all the women.
Was it a speaking role?
It was a speaking role, yes. But we started.
Did you have lines?
I started with speaking like success last time when she was communicating with the Martians. But
And
then we
learned
the language of the earthly beings.
Oh.
That was cool.
I was in Aladdin. I can show you the world.
Joan Peterson actually sent us a picture of you. In Edgemead primary concert.
Whoa, Rocky!
What was your rastas?
Yeah. Rocky with his sunglasses.
Oh, no way.
There's a picture of you.
I look like King Jong-un.
Oh, no.
I think you look snazzy.
That's me with those lips in the middle. I was rastas.
Yes, there we go.
Listen, let me just tell you something. The opening scene of this musical, right, required me to drive a Harley Davidson down the middle. Literally down the middle of the school hall, right, in pitch darkness. Right? So you must remember, these opening nights, they're normally for the elderly, right? The very first matinee show is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's all, and they give the tickets away to the senior citizens, right? And the school hall is packed with a 70-plus club, okay? And then that's the youngsters. They were Davidson. The 80-plus, we had to have St. John's ambulance in standby. We cranked up that Harley at the back of the hall. I mean, can you imagine for an old person hearing this rumble of a V8 down the middle aisle of the school hall? But that wasn't my biggest concern. It was letting go of the clutch and plying into 14 of them my way down the aisle.
More a smile, Patrick. So,
more.
Yeah, my son at 5 of Graad 7 concert. Daar jare was oor Gries gewees. En ons het 2 konserte na mekaar gehad. My hare was so met die brilkrem gedoen gewees. Daai tyd het ek nog baie hare gehad. Dat my ma hom gesukkel het. My hare was seker so 10 keer gewas om die brilkrem uit te kry. En soos julle kan aflei, was daai die eerste keer dat ek ooit in 'n konsert of in ons skoolse koor gesing het. Al het ek net gemimiek en niks rarig gesing. Dit is die eerste keer en die enigste tyd dat ek ooit in een koor gesing het. Dit was nou in 19.
That is so funny. What's the school play that your kid's in at the moment?
So at the Grove Primary School, they're doing a Weather Ward play. To be honest, my boy's been singing his heart out at home, and it got us all excited, and I think we're going to be going around on Thursday to watch him.
Are your kids okay with being in front of, masses of people?
Well, when he was a little boy, he dressed up as a pumpkin and he wanted to run up the stage, so he had that anxiety. But now that he's got older, I think he loves the limelight, so he's kind of got over it a bit now.
You always get those kids in the school play, right? And then they mean to exit the stage, but they stay back at the audience.
So the school is Christenhof Primary, and they have a brilliant production called The Magic Stone. And these kids have done so well with this production. We have it for the next week. So every class from grade 4 to grade 7, one class is participating in this production from yesterday until Thursday. And so it's called The Magic Stone, and it's just a beautiful story about resilience and kindness, and it's just a beautiful story.
They are so good at taking these roles on and just, you know, putting their whole everything into it, which is just so sweet to see as well.
They are, I mean, the dancing, just the confidence of these kids being up on stage, it was really, really a good show. So my son was in the play yesterday, and then the other grades will be from tonight until Thursday. So very, very good. The props on stage were amazing. I mean, one of the parents did all the carvings of, there were four skits, and it was Japan, and it was, you know, the cherry blossom trees and the bridge, and very good, and it was Egypt, and then they did a waltz, and it was really, really amazing.
I went deur die agriewe en ek het 'n foto gekry wat my ma geneem het. Ons het 'n revue gehad and we were singing a lot in hierdie revue. En daar's 'n foto van my met my mond lekker oop en rooi lippe. But it was just so much fun and you get together with friends and have a good time. My Liewe Heksie was definitely a highlight. Oh, blimey.
Right, now we know exactly where she gets her singing talents from. She sang in the play and also why she's so good with a broomstick around the office.
Aye.
She played Liewe Heksie. She played Lavinia herself. Liewe Heksie.
Yeah, you know, pass off, where?
I too was a witch in a school play. Not Liewe Heksie. I was Winnie the Witch, an Irish witch that drank dragon's blood to understand the language of the birds. What fun. School plays are just awesome. Except for poor Elizabeth last year. She was a little girl who was so excited to be going to school, and she had a talking part because she was so good at talking and so good at singing. But when she got on the stage, she just saw all these people and was like, no, not going to do it. She was only two. Oh, just about three, but I mean, she was under three. It was still very little. So school plays can be so much fun, but they're still quite daunting.
They are. And they grow up so quickly. You remember, you've got those fond memories of her being two and looking out with a finger in her mouth, maybe going, what now? All anxious on the stage. And then the next thing, they're like 7 or 8 years old going on 19, right? Like, what has happened to you? You were this little kid that was just this little tiny little human being, and now you're big and you've got opinions and you like Taylor Swift. Uncle Rick doesn't enjoy Taylor Swift, so we can't play Taylor Swift anymore. And what's happening to you? You're getting big. Slow down now. I go away for like a week and I come back and my life, like the girls have like, you know, they're in their 20s. Mm. And they're only like 9 and 10. They're acting like they're in their 20s. I'm like, slow down, please.
Cape Town wakes up.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.